I'm now joined on the line by Kevin Swift to tell us all about the new household waste collection arrangement. A very good morning to you, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And yourself?
Good.
That's great. Well, early last week, the Minister confirmed that a more flexible framework for waste collection charges had been approved by the government. He stated allowing for a range of charging options will encourage householders to reduce and separate their waste while choosing the service price offering that best suits their circumstances and allows them to manage, of course, their costs as well. He also decided not to impose a compulsory one-size-fits-all per kilogram charging system on waste collectors. Kevin, can you just briefly explain to us what this is all about?
Yeah, well, that's certainly a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It is. It is indeed. Yeah.
Where we're coming from, and my role is all about promoting good waste management practices. And for the purposes of waste planning, the country is divided into three regions: the east, the south, and the west and northwest. And our role is to promote good waste management practices to ensure that Ireland, the regions, the localities, the local authorities reach their targets. So in that context, we have a range of targets that we want to reach. And we see this policy development as being just one other step in the direction of meeting those targets. So as you outlined there, what the Minister has proposed is the discontinuation of the notion of all-in flat charges. In other words, somebody paying one single fee for the provision of a service every year in favour of an alternative arrangement where somebody pays by the amount of weight they produce or by a lift charge or by a range of other possible means that the industry will offer to individual customers. So it's very much about meeting the needs of individual customers and incentivising those individual customers to perhaps reduce the amount of residual waste that they produce, to increase the amount of recycling that they produce, and to continue to divert, where possible, food waste from the residual bin. So the Minister has also indicated that he is committed to the rollout of food waste bins nationally, and that will provide an opportunity for people to take food waste out of the residual bin and put it into a brown bin. In other words, diverting it away from landfill, reducing the amount of waste that we put to landfill, because as the Minister has pointed out, our dependence on landfill has been reducing, but we want to continue to remain on that path.
Okay, so basically there are, three options. Pay by lift, combination of standing charges and pricing regime based on the amount of waste collected.
Yeah, well, there's a range of possible options.
Okay. Can you brief us on that again? Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. A typical customer may, in conjunction with their service provider, enter into an arrangement whereby they have a standing charge, which is an entry-level charge, like a rental cost for the service, and then they may have an arrangement which is they pay by the amount of weight that they produce in each individual bin, or they pay on a lift basis. In other words, they pay a lift charge every time the bin is lifted, or they have an allowance that is agreed with the individual waste provider, or there may be other alternatives that suit particular circumstances or particular household compositions. So that's very much an interaction between individual consumers and their service provider as to how they pick the best solution for them. So, for example, I'm speaking from the west of Ireland, where a lot of households are not permanently occupied. So in order to get a solution for those households, service providers will provide perhaps a standing charge together with a lift charge so that you would only pay when your bin is lifted. And if you're not occupied all year round, then you would only pay as your bin is lifted. So that will be very much targeted at those type of households. In bigger conurbations, for example, in North Dublin, which is the area that you guys are covering, then clearly the service will be slightly different. However, lift charges or weight charges may be the preferred option for customers, depending on their circumstances. So, for example, if you're a person living alone and you're not producing a lot of weight, then perhaps an arrangement whereby you pay a standing charge for your service together with a lift charge, might suit you. However, if you're producing a very, very small amount of residual waste, then perhaps a weight charge for your residual waste would suit you. So it's very much a matter between yourself and your service provider going forward.
Okay. So, Kevin, could you have a lift charge without a standing charge? Because they're trying to phase out the standing charges anyway.
Yeah, well, let's not confuse the phasing out of all-in flat charges with standing charges. In other words, the all-in flat charge is a charge that you pay for your entire service annually, whereas the standing charge is just one element of a set of alternative charges. In other words, it's like the rental fee that you pay on your phone line, or it's like the standing charge that you pay on your electricity line. So it's a small amount relative to the overall bill, and it will be accompanied by either a weight charge or a lift charge or some other variation depending on the service provider.
Yeah. Well, currently, like on the north side of Dublin, you're talking about a flat charge of roughly €17 per month for each household. What would be the position on that? Would that be reduced?
Well, that remains to be seen with regard to the predominant service providers in the north of Dublin. You know, €17 per month equates to something around €200 per annum of an all-in flat charge. The alternative to that, depending on the service provider, you know, may be similar, may be less depending on your circumstances, maybe a little bit more depending on your circumstances. But that's really a matter between the consumer and the service provider.
Okay. This was to come into force on the 1st of July, but it seems to be deferred until September. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, the Minister has indicated, and the Taoiseach, I think, has confirmed, that this will be phased in over a 12-month period commencing in September. So as people's contracts fall for renewal from September onward, then they will be in a position to talk to their service providers as to the appropriate alternative for them.
Okay. So it's expected at the end of the day, households will move to the new system and we'll gradually we'll all get there within 15 months from September.
That's certainly the intention. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Kevin, what are the main benefits of all of this? I mean, who benefits at the end of the day?
Well, we would like to think that the environment ultimately benefits at the end of the day, because over the recent years, we've managed to reduce our dependence on landfill in this country fairly radically, to the point that there are about 4 active landfills left in the country. So there's a limited amount of landfill capacity in the country, and therefore we need to continue to reduce the amount of landfill-type waste that we produce. So that's the type of waste that goes into your residual bin or your black bin, depending, it varies in colour depending on what part of the country you're in. So in order to do that, we need to provide people with a service that enables them to divert waste from that bin into a food waste bin or into a recycling bin. And we need to incentivise them to do that. And one of the ways of incentivising customers to do that is providing them with a pricing arrangement that incentivizes them to do that, so that they think about the waste that goes into the residual bin and ultimately, hopefully, reduce the amount of waste that goes into the residual bin, so that ultimately we reduce the amount of waste that goes into landfill and all of the problems that are associated with that in terms of landfill gas, in terms of leachate, in terms of the management of landfills, and so on. It's the lowest rung of the waste hierarchy, so we want to see it moved away from, certainly over time.
Okay. So it's aimed at reducing, but many areas are already dealing with the brown and the green bin in addition to the grey bins. So what's the difference?
And many areas are not. So we need to get the optimum rollout of food waste bins. That hasn't been achieved yet. We need to work towards that.
Okay.
And,
okay.
You know, you cannot incentivize people to divert from a black bin unless you have given them the option of diverting into a brown bin or into a recycling bin, for that matter. So people need to be in possession of the full range of services, number one. And people need to be adequately incentivized, number two, to segregate properly. And then people need to do the right thing, I suppose, in terms of the environment into the future, so that we can work towards reaching our targets of reducing the amount of waste that we produce and focusing on the impact on that on the environment.
Yeah, well, I can see, like, on one hand, the smaller households, such as just a married couple with no children, as against a family of six. So the pricing may be more suitable for the smaller household because they don't have much rubbish, so they will have less lifting. You know, they may not need to leave the bin out for 3 weeks even.
Correct.
So they would benefit, I can see at least. But not if the charge of €75, you know, the standing charge, whatever you call it, is still around. This is the confusing part for the people of Dublin.
Yeah, well, it's not confusing in the sense that, you know, if somebody comes down your street to service your bins, then clearly there's a cost associated with that before ever they start dealing with the costs of what are in the bins. So that's where the standing charge comes into play. So it's your rental for your line, if you like, to use that analogy. So that shouldn't be confusing to people. In other words, if you want to avail of a service, then there is an element of cost associated with that. Then how you use the service really is a matter for yourself in terms of how well you segregate, how well you recycle, how well you divert into your food waste bin if you're in possession of one. And that really allows you to control your costs. And that's really the thrust of this initiative, is to allow people to control their costs and hopefully to encourage people to reduce the amount of waste that they produce over time.
Yeah. Now, what we are thinking of, I mean, €17, it can be manageable for some households and not for others. But if we have a situation where you have a lifting charge depending on the weight, even for just a single person or just a married couple with no children, and that cost of €17 per month, if that's to remain, you know, within the, as you say, the charges that has to stand, in addition to the lifting charges, unless that's going to go down to something like, you know, €3 per month. It's not an incentive for people. They're going to be charged a lot more, aren't they?
Well, that remains to be seen. But I think the industry itself is aware of the pressures on individual customers and will, I think, respond positively to individual customers' needs with regard to their circumstances and their household composition. So I think you'll obviously be aware that since the policy announcement, government has also committed to the creation of a price watchdog in order to monitor this situation over the next 12 months. And in addition to that, government has committed to looking at hardship in respect of any families that are encountering hardship with respect to the introduction of this scheme. So we await the details of both particular propositions. However, I think government are mindful of both.
Right, I mean, the Green Party leader has warned that allowing waste companies a free-for-all on pricing structures could mean very high costs for householders. What would you have to say about that?
Well, the only thing I would say about that is historically, and certainly over the last 10 to 20 years, waste companies have been able to charge, whatever they think is appropriate for their service. And what we have found is that the market is competitive, and what we have found is that there's a competitive price being offered generally around the country in respect of waste services. So, you know, in a competitive market where there are close to 70 operators, then, it's not or near anything like a monopoly where somebody can just unilaterally raise prices.
Yeah. Okay. And another political party that they say that the new plans will put the lower income households at risk, and that the whole change, offers no incentive, not to generate waste, because there's no incentive there in the first place.
Yeah. Well, currently, a high percentage of households in the state are serviced with a waste service, and that includes low income families. And a lot of low income families are, doing the right thing in respect of their waste management and managing to manage their waste costs appropriately. What we're seeing here is a move towards an alternative set of arrangements as opposed to a new set of arrangements. So, you know, we're positive that and we're happy that industry will work with individual customers based on their individual needs and household circumstances.
Okay, all right. Kevin, is there a cap on prices?
Well, there's no cap in legislation and there's no cap in regulation. So,
it's a matter between
no cap on prices.
So it's a matter between the companies and their customers.
It absolutely is. But again, I would reiterate that it's a competitive market. So clearly there's no incentive for any particular operator to increase costs radically because there's always somebody waiting in the wings to, you know, offer his customer a better offering.
Oh, all right. Okay. How can anyone find out how much they will have to pay going forward?
Well, I would encourage people to engage actively with their service provider as and when their contract is coming up for renewal, and that's going to be over a period of time. So it's not going to be, you know, all at once. So as people's contracts come up for renewal, they should contact their service provider and, you know, find out what particular offerings have been made and what suits them in terms of their circumstances, and take it from there.
Okay. And how would anyone save costs, for example, with the brown and the green bins? How will they actually save costs? Will the price of the brown be cheaper than the grey lifting?
Yeah, it's likely. And we anticipate that the price of the brown bin and the recycling bin will be relatively less than the price of the residual bin. So by diverting into your cycling bin or by diverting into your food waste bin, then you will be actively reducing your costs. And you will be actively diverting away from landfill, which contributes to the protection of the environment, more importantly.
All right, okay. And Kevin, how would abusers be caught? Let's say, for example, putting general waste into your brown and green bin. I mean, how will they get caught? What's to prevent it?
Yeah. Waste companies and the industry generally can speak for themselves, but we anticipate that they will be monitoring the situation closely in terms of contamination of either food waste bins or recycling bins. And that has already started. So, you know, if you have recycling material in a green bin and if you contaminate it with material either from that should otherwise be in a food waste bin or a recycling bin, or sorry, a residual bin, then that devalues the content of the recycling bin as a resource and its potential for recycling. So operators will be monitoring that closely because it diminishes value, and clearly that's not in anybody's interest.
Okay, all right. Kevin, what is Ireland's record for recycling in the EU?
Pretty good. We have achieved all our targets over recent years. We're operating on an average of about 44-45% recycling nationally. So we've performed well, but we need to be mindful that the EU circular economy package requires us to push towards 65% recycling over the next 10 to 20 years. And notwithstanding that, the regional waste plans require us to push towards 50% recycling by 2020. So we've done well, but we have targets to achieve and we need to keep pushing towards those targets.
Yeah, yeah. We came across some information that Ireland actually ranked joint third in the continent for reducing the amount of rubbish going to the landfill, all way ahead of all this.
So we're doing
quite well as it is, no?
Yes. So we've been on a path of reducing our dependence on landfill, and we make no apologies for that. We need to improve that path further. As I said earlier on, the number of active landfills in the country has reduced to 4. Nobody wants to see new landfills opening up because it's, generally speaking, a bad practice. And therefore, we want to continue to reduce our dependence on landfill. And clearly, we want to continue to reduce the practice of putting material in landfill which has not been subjected to some treatment to extract the resources from it. In other words, every ton of waste that goes to landfill inherently has some resource value in it, whether it's metals, whether it's plastics, whether it's other materials that can be extracted. So one of the targets in the regional plans is to get zero percent to landfill without first having treated that material to extract resources.
Right, okay,
so,
I see.
Look, improving the environment is an ongoing and never-ending challenge. And, you know, the policy announcements of last week by the minister are one further step on that roadway.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, on a good note, anyone under a long-term illness, the government is providing a subsidy of circa roughly €75 per year towards their charges, yeah?
Yeah, so this is targeted at people that have a dependence on incontinence wear, and it really emerged after a review of the general waste management industry and waste management practices. So the minister has signalled that the department will support people who have that dependence, and the figure that has been indicated is €75 per annum per person who has that dependency. The mechanisms of how that will be discharged will be made known in due course. But really it is an attempt to reach out to people that have those dependencies to ensure that those costs are covered. And particular figure was arrived at as a result of consultations with representative bodies of those particular people and the typical levels of waste production that arises from that dependency.
Okay, and what about households on welfare? Is there anything in the pipeline to help them?
Well, there's no proposal waiver, you know, that's not on the cards, but I think the department have indicated since this policy announcement that they will look at a hardship scheme. Now, we don't know the mechanics of that yet, and that will emerge in due course, I think. But that's the only proposition in respect of alleviation for any particular cohort other than the supports that have been indicated.
All right. OK, Kevin, thank you very much for joining us. It was a pleasure
You're
having
very
you
welcome.
On. And hope we can talk again, and have a great day.
OK, no problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're most welcome. Thank you.